tomorrow, and the things that I have, and the things that I have, and the information, must be located on the small area of the county, in the states, and the county, 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 and the states, and the county. Yeah, and if you want to brush your hand, and the trucks, and the things, 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 and the Mahavanyaya Krishna Prema Pridaya Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Nami Gaur Krishna Mahavir 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 Chaitanya Mahavir who is Mahavanyaya very very magnanimous because he is distributing to everybody Krishna Prema love of Krishna, very freely. So it is said that when Krishna appeared and displayed his Vrindavan pastimes, that at that time he brought down to earth the storehouse of love of God. If you were here last Sunday, we discussed this in some detail. That Krishna himself, that is to say, Radha Krishna, only appears one time in a day of Brahma. The day of Brahma is the duration of 1,000 complete lunar cycles. So only once during that period does Krishna himself appear. And we happen to be in that particular lunar cycle. So the 28th Gauri Yuga, 28th lunar cycle of the 7th month. There are 14 months, 17 lunar cycles in each day of month. We happen to be the time that Krishna appeared. And so there when he revealed his Vrindavan Leela, at that time, one could get an idea of what the full expression of loving exchange between God and his devotees. Unconstrained by any kind of formality or awe and reverence, just pure natural love. Of course, God is very powerful with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, he is usually worshipped with awe and reverence. But he also has, you might call, a private love. Just like a big public figure, a powerful politician, a president of the United States, or the Queen of England, somebody like that. They have their public life, where they're treated in a certain way, with a very different deal of deference and respect, but they also have their private life, where they're just like ordinary people. Same person. So when Krishna is in Vrindavan, that is his private life. So the residents of Vrindavan, the fact that he is the source of all beings, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's just one more cool thing about it. But that's not the thing that really interests them. They love him and support him because he's. Because he's all attractive. And when he's in Vrindavan, he's all attractive to Chirma. His sweetness is predominant. So people don't know, this is very rare and confidential disclosure of the divine life. So this only happens once in a day of Brahma. And whenever Krishna appears in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Krishna appears, that's followed by Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, of course, there's always an avatar for every yuga. But in this case, there's more than that. When Krishna appears in Vrindavan, he also fulfills the functions of the yuga avatar, but he gives so much more. So also in Kali Yuga, Yuga-dharma is Sankirtana, but in this case, something very special, which is this, is Krishna himself comes and teaches us how to be a devotee. Bhojitana is Bhagavan Bhakta. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a devotee. He comes not as God, but as God's devotee. And there's a public reason and there's a private reason for this. The public reason is he wants to teach everybody how to love God. Especially he wants to give that process by which one can enter into Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. So it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna came and descended and manifested Vrindavan on earth. At that time, he brought with him the warehouse or the storehouse of love of God. But it remained locked. That very few people could actually have access to it. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, together with his associates, even principally Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and Ramana Srinivas, these five chanted and danced. It is said they broke open the lock on this warehouse that was filled with love of God. And they plundered the contents and just emptied it out and gave it away to everybody. They didn't ask who's deserving and who's not deserving. They just distributed it to everyone very freely. And there's no problem because this warehouse is spiritual, the more they emptied it out, the more it filled up. So it never was diminished. So in this way, Mahaprabhu made available this extraordinary process of devotional service by which people who are unqualified in so many ways, simply by taking shelter of the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, can attain the highest level of spiritual culture. And there are statements like this in the Srimad Bhagavatam that are really transgressive, you might say. When Kapila Dev is explaining the glories of the devotional service to his mother, Devaruti, she explains like this, Aho Bhatta Swabha Jato Bharidhamna Jirave Bharata De Nama Pujyam Vipusta Paste Jumu Shastur Ayam Brahmanu Churnama Dhananda. She says, how glorious is that Swabha Chakra, the dog here. That is, that person who's born into that community where dogs is the main dish. In Vedic culture, this is considered pretty bad. Usually, those people who are dog eaters, they, by culture and habit, are not qualified for spiritual life. The Swakacha, dog cookers, literally. But she said, so even a person who's born in this group, she said, that person is Daria. How glorious is that dog here who always has your name on his tongue. That person, she says, must have performed all austerities and penances. And you performed all daily sacrifices, bathed in all the sacred rivers, have all the good qualities of the Aryans, the noble qualities of the Aryans, and have studied all the Vedic literatures. Just by this fact that it is always chanting the name of Krishna. So this is the potency that is there in Krishna's name. If we actually follow the process of cultivating the holy name, that process is given by Mahaprabhu. If you actually want to perform Vedic sacrifice, you have to be such an expert technician. You know, like the equivalent of having to become a neurosurgeon three times over. You have to be this expert technician to perform Vedic sacrifices. It's very, very difficult. If you actually want to do yoga practice and do it properly, you have to be better than a living athlete in your determination and your control of your body and your mind. And in this age, people don't have these qualifications anymore. So, but Krishna is very accessible through the holy name, and that's what Lord Chaitanya has especially given us this process of chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is so powerful, and because he chanted it and because he distributed it, it has extra potency. It's said that when Mahaprabhu appeared and descended to earth, the holy name descended with him. Of course, it was already here that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is in the Upanishads. But still, because he came, it now became supercharged. Because his mercy is now delivered this holy name to us. It says here that when Mahaprabhu appeared, he was I'll read a little bit actually. At that time, before Chaitanya came, and typically his associates, some of them came before him, descended also before he did, and one of them was Advaita Acharya, who was like Bhijan's grandfather. And so Advaita Acharya, when he saw how degraded people were and how they were becoming egotistical and fallen, he thought how, he read in the scriptures how anyone who prays to the Lord very sincerely while offering just leaf, the tulsi leaf and flower to the Shalagram Shiva Pong, the Lord will fulfill all his desires. So in this way, Advaita Acharya worshipped Shalagram Shiva in a gunga water and tulsi leaves and prayed to the Lord in this sense. He said, if you don't come, nobody will save these people. And so, in response to these prayers of Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu came. And it's mentioned here, I'll just read a little bit from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it says, in the year 1407 of the Shaka era, this is Bengali calendar, it's by the Western calendar, 1486. In the month of Phalgun, which is the month we're in now, February, March, In the evening of the full moon day, if your clouds clear a little bit, you'll see the full moon is coming. The desired auspicious moment arrived. He was born at a very auspicious time. And actually, here the purport of his book, the Mahaprabhu's horoscope is given. You can see for yourself that it was auspicious. And it says in the text, the moon was in Leo. Leo was the ascendant. Several planets were strongly positioned, and the Shadvarga and Ashtavarga showed all auspicious influences. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon. So he was born during a lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse, at that time. And immediately, vibrations of Krishna Hari, inundated the three worlds. All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse, and their minds were struck with wonder. Because this was the habit, generally the eclipse of the moon is very inauspicious. And so in Mahaprabhu's time, it was the habit that when there was a lunar eclipse, everybody would go to the Ganga and immerse themselves in the waters of the Ganges and chant the names of the Lord to protect themselves. Now, people were not chanting the names of the Lord. People had become diverted to other things. But at the time that Chaitanya appeared, they all were chanting. So this is why it said that when Mahaprabhu appeared, the holy name also descended with it, because suddenly everybody was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra at that time. When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in the form of Gaura Hari admitted himself on earth. The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. So they were maybe making fun, but they were also chanting. While all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music was going on, for the demigods were very curious. In this atmosphere, all the ten directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the river. Moreover, all beings moving and unmoving were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaura Hari, rose in the district of Nanya, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. So in this way, Lord appears. Such a great description here, which we don't have time to read. So when the Lord appeared, also the holy name appeared. And then Mahaprabhu, he was only on the planet for 48 years. But during that time, he showed with all the symptoms of very profound spiritual ecstasy. It is described how, although he is Krishna himself, he has taken on the emotions and the complexion, the bodily complexion of Radharani. Because Krishna also has his private reasons he, Krishna, believes that his devotee, especially Radharani, his foremost devotee, actually feels more bliss than he does. And he wants to face it for himself. He wants to understand the depth and the breadth of Radharani's love. And he cannot do this in his own position because he's the object of love. And so in order to taste love of God for himself, he cannot do that as God. So therefore, he becomes a devotee. Mahaprabhu forgets that he's God and simply becomes a devotee. So, as I pointed out before in this regard, we should think about this because, you know, in this world everybody is trying to become the supreme. You know, in the material world there's a struggle, a competitive sense gratification of people trying to lord it over each other. In business or other enterprises, there's competition to be the richest or the greatest. People are competing for higher and higher positions. Nations are trying to become greater than the others. So basically everyone's trying to become in one way or the other the supreme. When they become disappointed in this endeavor, they take the spiritual life and say, oh, now I'll become one with Brahman. This way I'll become God. So this is the ambition of the conditioned souls. And their illusion, the way they want to be, they think there's nothing better than to become God. But we see, when we look at Krishna, he thinks there's something better. It's to become a devotee, because he does it himself. So that's his position. It is better, he thinks it's better to be a devotee than it is a God. So this is, Mahaprabhu is Krishna's tribute to devotional service. He's all attractive, but actually devotional service attracts him. And he controls everyone, but actually he becomes controlled by the love of his devotees. So devotional service is actually transcendentally more powerful than Krishna himself. Therefore, Krishna also wants to become a devotee. He's not to be denied. So when he becomes a devotee, you can believe it, there's no one like it. So this is Mahaprabhu. And this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describes his pastimes and understanding of him. If you haven't read this book, really urge you to do so. It's available for the BBT. There's a short summary called the Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, a small book which gives essential teachings. That's also available. So I can just mention now a few little things about Mahaprabhu. So you should understand just how fortunate we are. So now, this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his effort to spread love of God and give love of God to everybody, as you can see, this has spread all over the world. You wouldn't believe it. That in just a few short years when Prabhupada came to the West, so many people were chanting and heard the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There's such a Prabhupada's potency that at 2 years after he came to America, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was the number one pop song in England and Europe. Because there was a recording that George Harrison helped make that became the number one song. Well, this is an amazing thing. And now, if you talk to people, everybody knows this phrase, Hare Krishna. They've at least heard it. This is a remarkable achievement in just a few years. And when people just say Hare Krishna, they may say it jokingly. They may not know what it means. It doesn't matter. They're chanting the names of the Lord. They're becoming purified. So how much more so for those people who actually chant the Hare Krishna mantra with some feeling and some care and some attention. This is a very, very powerful process of God realization. And so we should take all advantage of it. And especially today, the Guru Purnima appearance of Mahaprabhu, we should all of us pray for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ask him to manifest in our hearts and to bless us with his mercy so that we may take all advantage of what he has to give us. Thank you very much.